And Warwick Hadfield joins us now to talk sport again. Hello, Warwick.
Hello, Fran.
At the Sport Australia Hall of Fame Awards last night, more recognition for Kurt Fearnley on behalf of athletes with a disability. That's what he's being recognised for. He's been the recipient of this year's Don Award. This is a great result, isn't it?
It is, Fran. Look, he's a Paralympic and Commonwealth Games gold medalist, and in fact, the flag bearer at this year's Comm Games on the Gold Coast. He races in a wheelchair, and he has become the first athlete with a disability to win the award, named in honour of Sir Donald Bradman, the Don, and I'm sure Sir Donald would have approved mightily. His daughter Shirley had cerebral palsy. Now, Fearnley said this gong was not about him, but acknowledgement of all the people with disability out there playing sport at all levels these days. Others honoured last night included Richie Beno, elevated posthumously to the official status of legend. He's been an unofficial one since the Gabba in 1960 when he and Davo went in to the tied test and said, let's go for it against the West Indies. And look, Hall of Fame recognition for thoroughbred racing trainer Gay Waterhouse. Fran, it's been a long and varied road for her, from the young doctors to this, but I guess it's a highly deserved award with all the things she's done as a trainer in her own right, Fran.
Sure. In football, Usain Bolt's bid for a place in the A-League resumes tonight deep in Sydney's southwest.
Fran, what would normally be an unsung trial match out in the boondocks has acquired celebrity status for the reason you've just said, Usain Bolt. He's back from shooting an advertising video in France to further these claims for a place on the Central Coast Mariners A-League list. Amid a swirl of rumours, he might even start the game. Apparently, his fitness levels are rising such that he can cope with all the backwards and forwards stuff of football. Of course, he was pretty fit in his previous life, but that was just for running in a straight line, Fran.
And in basketball, the NBL season got underway last night with wins on the road to Brisbane and Perth.
Yeah, look, Perth beat Adelaide away. Bryce Cotton stitching up the 36ers 99-91, while the Bullets won in New Zealand. That doesn't happen a lot against the Breakers, 86-73. The Women's National League starts tonight, the Sydney Flames against the Canberra Capitals. You could say that result is academic because both sides are sponsored by universities. And speaking of the Caps, I'm looking forward to your interview with Big Loz, who starred for not just the Caps but the Seattle Storm, Moscow Spartak, and most famously and even occasionally infamously, the Opals. And Fran, we can leave our 1 million listeners with this one with which to impress their work colleagues in the tea room today. Who was the first cricketer born in Pakistan, Islamabad in fact, to score a century against Pakistan? The answer, Australia's own Uzi, 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 oi, oi, oi.
Oi, 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 Warwick, thank you very much.
Good on you, Fran.